The theory of evolution has led many to believe that there is no God. Others believe that God created the universe and then let evolution proceed without him. Supposedly, God is now out of the picture, and he has nothing to do with the history or future of mankind. Those individuals will soon be shocked. Earthquakes literally shake cities and threaten thousands of lives. Hurricanes, tsunamis, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, and floods demonstrate the power of nature. Agnostics and atheists will tremble to their toenails when God shakes the heavens and the earth. My friends, God has personally intervened in human history. He is now intervening in world affairs, and he will intervene more dramatically in the future. In fact, he can intervene to save your life. You need to understand the power of God. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Many evolutionists believe that God does not exist, or if he does, he may have started the process of evolution, but he no longer concerns himself with human beings. What is the truth? What does the Bible reveal about God's involvement with history and human beings? Does God concern himself with nations and government leaders, for example? World War II powerfully demonstrated the existence of evil and man's inhumanity to man. Adolf Hitler led the Nazi Third Reich against Europe and the Soviet Union. His demonic tirades incited the Holocaust. Millions of Jews, Poles, Russians, and others died in Hitler's concentration camps. In May 1940, the Nazi military blitzkrieg overran Western Europe, including Belgium, Luxembourg, Holland, and France. Hitler then threatened to attack Great Britain. Prime Minister Winston Churchill warned the world that if Hitler succeeded in his military conquest, a new dark age would begin. On June 18, 1940, Churchill addressed the House of Commons. Quote, "What General Wagon called the Battle of France is over. I expect that the Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free and the life of the world may move forward into broad sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour." Did God intervene to help the British? How has God intervened in world affairs? On today's program, we'll discuss the answer to that question, and we'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that gives you an overview of Bible prophecy. It's titled, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. You'll learn how God has specifically intervened in the history of nations, and how he will yet fulfill dramatic events prophesied in your Bible. You'll also learn the good news prophesied for world peace in the 21st century. You need this booklet. Be sure to write down the phone number on your screen to order your free copy. You can also order this exciting booklet online at our website at tomorrowsworld.org. One of the most important questions we need to answer is, does God intervene in world affairs? Does he have the power to help nations who request his aid? Does he have the willingness to help nations who request his aid? If you have your Bible, turn to Daniel, the 4th chapter. In the 6th century B.C., King Nebuchadnezzar ruled the great empire of Babylon. The city of Babylon featured great architecture and fortified walls. King Nebuchadnezzar experienced a troubling dream. He called on the prophet Daniel to interpret the dream. Daniel told the king that he had lessons to learn. And unless King Nebuchadnezzar repented of his sins, the king would be deposed and live like an animal for 7 times or 7 years. Daniel 4, verse 24. Daniel told the king the interpretation of the dream. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Nebuchadnezzar learned his lesson the hard way. He learned that Almighty God is able to establish world rulers and remove them. The Bible also records how God rescued nations that humbled themselves and cried out to him for deliverance. Read the book of Jonah, for example. The city-state of Nineveh heeded Jonah's warning. The king led the nation by fasting and humbling himself. Notice God's response in Jonah 3 and verse 10. Jonah 3 and verse 10. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. When the peoples of Britain, the United States, and other nations have humbled themselves before God, he has intervened for them and blessed them. As we saw earlier, in May 1940, Hitler's armies had overrun Western Europe. 335,000 Allied troops were trapped near Dunkirk in France with no means of escape. King George VI requested a National Day of Prayer, which was held on May 26th. The BEF, the British Expeditionary Force, was delivered in what became known as the Miracle of the Calm Seas, or the Miracle of Dunkirk. Adolf Hitler blundered by commanding his panzer tank divisions to halt their advancement and leave the victorious glory to the Luftwaffe. 2 incidents of divine intervention redeemed the BEF. A storm prevented the German Air Force from its mission, and the British Channel experienced calm waters. Every boat, fishing vessel, and ship were pressed into service. 1/3 of 1 million troops were rescued from certain defeat. The British celebrated a day of national thanksgiving on June 9th. Yes, God rescued 335,000 British troops. God has all power in the universe. He intervenes in human history. As Roderick Meredith wrote in our booklet, How God Intervenes in World Affairs, quote, "Yes, God controls the destinies of nations and individuals," end of quote. That's on page 13. In the next part of our program, we'll see more examples of God's power in human history. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet titled, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. This booklet outlines future prophetic events revealed in your Bible. As you read about the miraculous events and God's intervention, your faith will be strengthened. Here are some of the subheads. And they were scattered, describing the amazing defeat of the Spanish Armada in 1588. A miraculous escape, describing the miracle of Dunkirk. Hitler's devil. How does God know in advance what will happen? This free booklet will help you in your study of the Bible and Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. Just ask for the booklet on God's intervention.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World Magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw how God intervened in the Babylonian Empire. King Nebuchadnezzar learned a lasting lesson. What was that lesson? Daniel 4, verse 25. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever He chooses. We also saw the testimony of the British. They saw the miracle of Dunkirk, or the miracle of the calm seas. 335,000 British troops were rescued from sure defeat. Hundreds of vessels transported them across a miraculously calm sea from Dunkirk in France to England. The Bible records dozens of divine interventions in human history. In fact, God claims power over the whole universe. If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah 46 and verse 9. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God has all power to control the destinies of nations. God's great power created the universe. The very creation proves His existence. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 1 and verse 20. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they, atheists and agnostics, are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. The expanding universe consists of billions of galaxies, each consisting of billions of stars. God challenges all of us. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of His might and the strength of His power. Not one is missing. That's in Isaiah 40, verses 25 through 26. God has all power. In theological terms, He is omnipotent, all-powerful. One of His names is El Shaddai, God Almighty. God has even the power to take away your sins if you repent and are baptized. The Creator God sent His Son to this earth to teach His way of life. Jesus, the Son of God, was also the Lamb of God. John the Baptist testified of Him in John 1, verse 29. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. On the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, the Apostle Peter addressed thousands gathered at the temple in Jerusalem. He said in Acts 2, verse 38, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. You need the gift of the Holy Spirit. My friends, if you've been thinking about changing your life, if you've been studying the Bible to understand God's purpose for you, and if you have learned from your Bible the need to obey God's commandments and laws, now may be the time for you to seek counsel from a minister of Jesus Christ. We have ministers located in many regions around the world. Just call the number on your screen. A minister will contact you at your convenience and will help you in your desire to repent and be forgiven of your sins. God has a great plan of salvation for all humanity. He has the power to help individuals and nations. After Jesus fulfilled His ministry, He sacrificed His life for all humanity. He was brutally beaten and crucified. He was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights, and He was resurrected just as He predicted. Soon, Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as it states in Revelation 19:16. The kingdom of God will rule on the earth. Christ and the saints will transform this earth from poverty and pollution to peace and plenty. Deuteronomy 8 describes God's blessings for those nations who obey Him. Deuteronomy 8, verse 6. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you. We all look forward to that glorious time. We look forward to a world without war. We look forward to a time of lasting peace and prosperity for all nations. You can learn more details about tomorrow's world in our free booklet, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. Just ask for the booklet on God's intervention. As we mentioned earlier, the Bible records the power of God's hand in history. Bible students know the story of Joseph in Egypt. His jealous brothers sold him into slavery. But God was with Joseph and helped him endure trials and temptations. My friends, when you endure trials and tests, realize that good results can come from them. One scripture that has helped me in such times is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. All things did work together for Joseph and his family. Eventually, Joseph was given power over all Egypt under Pharaoh. Remember what we read earlier concerning King Nebuchadnezzar's lesson? That lesson is, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever He chooses. That was Daniel 4, verse 25. When drought and famine struck the whole Middle East, Joseph arranged for his father and brothers and their families to move to the land of Goshen in Egypt. Turn in your Bible to Genesis 45 and verse 7. Joseph told his guilty brothers, "And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." God made Joseph a powerful ruler in Egypt. You can read that inspiring story in Genesis chapters 37 through 50. The family of Jacob grew into the great nation of Israel, but Egypt enslaved the people of Israel. When they cried out to God for deliverance, He intervened for them. Many of you know the story of the Exodus. God used Moses, who was trained in Pharaoh's court, to lead the nation to freedom. God performed 10 major signs and plagues to convince Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave Egypt. The Israelites came to a crossroads at the Red Sea. The mountains boxed them in, and Pharaoh's army pursued them. Was God able to deliver them? If you have your Bible, turn to Exodus 14 and verse 10. "And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Eternal, to the Lord." Sometimes, my friends, we need to ask God to fight our battles for us. The Israelites had no military power. They were helpless. But God inspired Moses to tell them in verse 13, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." God opened the Red Sea so that the Israelites could walk through on dry ground. They had to go forward, as God told them. Today, we must go forward in faith. We need to live our lives by faith. Exodus 14 and verse 22. "So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen." God has all power in the universe. He not only rescued the children of Israel, but He also destroyed the enemy. When the Egyptian army pursued the Israelites, God caused the waters of the Red Sea to fall back on them. Verse 26. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen.' And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Today, more and more archaeological excavations are confirming the historical accuracy of the Bible. We've reported on that in previous programs. God Almighty has exercised His power in human history, but how will He use that power in the future? How will He use that power in our time? We'll discuss that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free, exciting booklet titled, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. God intervened in World War I and World War II, and He will rescue humanity from the threatening cosmicide of World War III. This booklet documents God's power and miraculous intervention in history, and it gives us hope for the future. Here are some of the subheads. Tomorrow's World. This section describes a coming utopia on Earth. The Millennial Rule of Christ. Thank God we are fast approaching that glorious time. True Christians will have a job to do. Look forward to your joyous future in tomorrow's world. This free booklet will help you in your study of the Bible, and it can strengthen your faith. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. Just ask for the booklet on God's intervention.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
When nations humble themselves, God will help rescue them. He delivered the British Expeditionary Force at the beginning of World War II. He delivered the ancient children of Israel from Egyptian slavery. God also intervened dramatically for King Hezekiah of Judah. The Assyrian army besieged Jerusalem, and there was no way of escape. King Hezekiah went to the temple and opened the threatening letter of King Sennacherib. Hezekiah prayed, 2 Kings 19 and verse 15, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Hezekiah acknowledged the sovereignty and power of God. He pleaded for the nation's deliverance. Verse 19, Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. God rescued Jerusalem. How? He sent an angel to kill 185,000 Assyrian troops. Verse 35, And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained at Nineveh. God can deliver you from your problems. He can deliver your nation. But we must all humble ourselves before God and acknowledge His power, His sovereignty, and His love. Frankly, the world as a whole will rebel against God. How will God demonstrate His power in the future? In 2004, four major hurricanes attacked the United States. Hurricanes Charley, Francis, Ivan, and Jean caused billions of dollars in damage. The Indian Ocean tsunami killed more than 200,000 men, women, and children. In 2005, Hurricanes Katrina and Rita caused major damage to the U.S. Gulf Coast, destroying much of New Orleans. Other natural disasters continue to threaten major populations, tornadoes, volcanoes, and earthquakes. Unless we repent of our national and individual sins, the power of God will punish our nations. God states in Hebrews 12, verse 26, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Jesus stated in Luke 21 and verse 10, nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. God will use His power for the ultimate benefit of all humanity. He will use His power to humble nations and individuals so that they'll be teachable. We look forward to the day when Christ will teach the nations the way to peace. In the meantime, we need to pray, Your kingdom come. You need God's kingdom, and you personally need the power of God. The Spirit of God can give you spiritual power, love, and sound-mindedness. The Apostle Paul wrote to the evangelist Timothy, and he described this power. Turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You can have this gift, my friends. Remember the Apostle Peter's admonition in Acts 2:38 to repent and be baptized. If you have deeply prayed about the need to change your life, we invite you to counsel with one of our ministers. Just call the number on your screen and request counseling. Thank God for His power of love. Thank God for His power to transform this world under the coming rulership of Jesus Christ. God's power and intervention can help you transform your life. Our free booklet, How God Intervenes in World Affairs, will help you learn how. Be sure to request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet on God's intervention. And be sure to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.